Good afternoon. Today is Friday, December 16th, 2022. And this is the Living in Christ podcast. And today is part two of the Great Setting Away. And before I get to the scripture lessons for today, I just want to start with a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we are coming to you today, Lord, asking you, Lord, to cover this broadcast with the blood of Jesus, Lord. Let your truth be spoken and let your words come out of my mouth, Lord. And for your anointing to be on this broadcast, for may this broadcast be a blessing to anyone who hears it. For it's not about us, and it's all about you, Lord. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Anyone who is listening, turn to Matthew chapter 10. And we're going to start with verse 7. And verse 7 says, "And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet stays, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go hence. And when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." Oh boy. So that's a lot right there, but we're going to hold that thought right now. And right now we're going to go to verse 18 in Matthew 10. And it says, "And ye shall be brought forth before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak." Oh my goodness. Cool, Jesus. That's a big one. There are many people who are called by God, and I know many, many of us are called. Matter of fact, all of us are called to do his work. But those who accept the call and are chosen to do his work, we have to not make it about ourselves. And when we go out, we don't take any money or jewelry. What it means is that we don't try to put on a mask. We don't try to be something we're not, but we come as we are. We come as our authentic self. For it is not about us who is speaking the word of God. It is about God himself. For there are many people right now who are being led astray. Led astray by false signs and wonders. By fake boldness. What I mean by fake boldness is people who say they come in God, but their fruits speak otherwise. Your fruit is your character. Your fruit are the actions that you do. If one says, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but talk about other people and dishonor other people in the faith, dishonor other churches that are truly doing what is right according to the word of God, we are to depart from those individuals. We pray for them, but we must let them go. Because we are in a time and season where God is calling us who are truly in him to take a stand and to tend to his flock. Those who are in darkness, those who are in iniquity, those who are in confusion and delusion, yet do not realize that they are. And when we go to these towns and cities and houses to bring forth his truth, we must do so in love. What I mean by love is to be patient when they don't hear you or understand what you're saying, and be loving when they don't accept the words that are being spoken. If they hear the truth, but yet do not adhere to it, we are to dust off our feet and move on. We cannot get into anger. We cannot get into wrath. And we cannot get into impatience. For there are some who either do not know how to get out of their situation, or they have heard the truth yet refuse to turn from their wicked ways. That is why it is important that we maintain our own peace in the Lord Jesus Christ, and remain focused on the task at hand. For those who get into impatience, they leave a door open for distraction to come. Distraction from their God-given assignment. Distraction from their purpose in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, leaving a door open for the enemy to come in and to pollute their minds and to turn us astray from God. And with that, I'm going to turn to Matthew chapter 7. And once you get to Matthew chapter 7, turn to verse 21. And it says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wondrous works. And I will say, profess unto them, to them, I never knew you." Oh, Jesus. "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Oh, my goodness. We're going to leave it right. We're going to hold that thought because we are going to turn to verse 7 in the same chapter. And verse 7 says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you." And those who are still listening, turn to Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to go to verse 16. And it says, "Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites, or of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily, I say unto you, they that have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Oh my goodness, that is big right there. There are many we see in the public and even in our own personal lives who make things about themselves, who says, "Look at me, I did this. Look at me, I prophesied over this person. Look at me, I called out these events." The person or individuals who makes things about themselves and who glorify themselves, we are to break away from those people. Even the ones who say, "I fast and do so openly." For the word of God, as it says in Matthew 6:16, they are hypocrites, as Jesus says, and they are heathens. They are grandstanding. They are drawing attention to themselves. They are glorify themselves. Thus, they are causing others to glorify them. People who glorify themselves are not about God's will, but about their own. For people who are like that, we are to pray for them. We are to pray for the deliverance, but we must depart from them. For we are at a time and season where God is separating the strong from the weak, the healthy from the sick. For God is calling upon all of us to choose. Choose this day whom ye shall serve, God or man. Are we going to look to a pastor or a bishop or a man or a woman who calls themselves prophet for our salvation? No. We are to come to Jesus for our salvation. For as it says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Which is paraphrasing. We are to go to Jesus for our questions. We are to go to Jesus for our situations, for things we do not understand. For when we do, the answer will soon come. And when the answer comes, in spite of us not understanding it, or that answer not coming the way in which we expect it, we have to trust in God and do things according to the word of God. For in that do we seek our miracle. In that do we seek our blessing. In that do we receive our deliverance. For the kingdom of God right now is at hand. So in summary, we are at a time right now where we are being forced to choose. Are we going to continue in our treachery and our foolery and continue to be in a state of confusion and denial? Or are we going to turn to the one man who holds the keys, who has all the cards, and holds all the steps and all the answers, who is the Lord Jesus Christ? For it is in him that we have all the answers. It is in him that we have peace. It is in him that we have eternal life. For he is the way, truth, and life. And this concludes today's Living in Christ podcast. I hope that this message blesses you, and I hope that this encourages you. For we are to edify and uplift each other in the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercy, for your mercy endureth forever, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your correction, Lord, for it is through your correction, Lord, that we seek peace. It is through your correction that we are made whole. It is through your correction that we seek and find you. And we thank you, Lord, for your love, Lord. For it is through your love, Lord, that you correct us and guide us all in you. And we thank you, Lord, this day and forevermore. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Love you all. God bless you all. And everyone have a wonderful and blessed weekend.